At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency will be your best friend. They can guide you through the entire home buying, home selling process. And they're going to help you price your home accurately. They're going to help you, hey, this is what you need to invest in. This is what's not worth fixing up. People don't really respond to this. They know how to get traffic. They know how to get offers. It's what they do every single day. But you got to reach out first. That's sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
901-625-5200 is the number to Jennifer Carstensen and her team. She's wonderful. Let her team show you how wonderful they can be. They're going to price that home right from the get-go, get you top dollar, but the key is pricing it right. Don't want to have you here out here hanging, having to decrease the price. You're out here on the market for a long time. She gets how the market is, and she's done it through every market. And so go with a successful team, 901-625-5200, that's done it. Time and time again, it's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. All right, got some NFL news. Relatively significant. Rashee Rice suspension has been accepted. 6 games will be the sentence for Rashee Rice for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. Any guesses on the game that he'll be back for?
No.
Against the Raiders, bruh.
Tough for you.
They know what they do.
You are already going to lose anyway. Like that matters, like they needed
him. Now, you know, Aiden O'Connell beat them folks, bruh. Don't forget. In Arrowhead, nonetheless. If Aiden can do it, Geno can do it. Don't write us off.
Okay.
You know what happens when people write off Geno.
Right.
He does not write back.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Man, thank you, man. But anyway... people probably don't even remember what Rashee Rice is suspended for. He was responsible for a multi-car crash in Dallas in July. I think it had to be 2024, right? Yeah, it was July 2024. So it was a year ago. But it was a multi-car crash that left most people injured. He pleaded guilty in district court to 2 third-degree felony charges, a collision involving serious bodily injury, and racing on a highway causing bodily injury. He received deferred adjudication. And the case will be dismissed if he completes the probation. I thought he had to do 30 years. We talked about that. He's got to do 30 days. Mm-hmm. He's got to pick 30 days to do. We were like, do you go in on a Friday and do the weekend? Do you do the, you know, one day at a time type of, you know?
Yeah.
But he did get 6 games, which I think if you're the Chiefs, you're like, easy. Like, we don't need Rashee Rice for 6 games, the first 6 games of the season. We need him for the last 6 games of the season. You know, we need him for the playoffs. As long as this is not like a 12-game suspension kind of thing, I think we're going to accept that, you know, happily. You got Xavier Worthy. You got Hollywood Brown. You got Juju back. You got Travis Kelce. You drafted Jalen Royals. I mean, has it ever mattered to Mahomes who he's throwing to? Not really. As long as he got Kelce in the playoffs.
Dude, they're the team that moved off of Tyreek Hill.
That's right. And
continued to go to Super Bowl.
And looked brilliant for doing it. Because what's he done in Miami?
Asked for a trade.
Asked for a trade.
Try to win his way back into their hearts.
Don't think he's ever won a playoff game down there, right? So, anyway, Rashee Rice got 6 games for the Chiefs. I did see a lot of people yesterday. The reaction on social media, I had some people text me. They want to fade the Chiefs this year because Travis Kelce's getting married to the global pop star that is Taylor Swift. And I would just say, listen, he been washed anyway. Don't base your bet on that.
Banking on the jinx.
You know, is she a jinx?
You mentioned this yesterday. If this was going to be some sort of problem, I said if it's not going to be like the Madden jinx, I wouldn't hold this against the Chiefs whatsoever. That's what they want y'all to do. Kelce should be. He's at a point where he saves himself during the regular season so he can be Patrick's man in the playoffs, and that's what he's done the last couple of seasons.
I mean, their schedule. You know, they're going to play the Bills every year in the regular season. They do that every year. They'll lose that one. They always lose the Bills in regular season. I think it's 11.5. But, like, they play the Colts at home. They play the Commanders at home. They play the Lions at home. They play the Ravens at home. They play the Eagles at home. All these games are at home. They're not going to win every single one of them. But, like, don't you think they're going to win? You know, if they have five tough games, they're all at home, they'll probably win four of those.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not bet Chiefs unders. Because, honestly, people think that it's all this offensive machine. But how have they been winning, really? They've been winning defensively
lately.
You know,
Chris Jones.
And why would that change? I mean, Mahomes is just the guy. He doesn't have to do what he had to do in 2019 when the defense wasn't as good as it is today.
A lot of people think he's going to be on sort of a scorched earth tour, though, because of how some tried to, you know, write him off as this dad bod guy, the guy that made a ton of
fat.
And so many people have thought. And if you watched the way they tore us up, and that was our ones out there. He does look like a man who's on a mission. You know, he was dead set on winning three in a row. And I don't know, Patrick Mahomes' mind, man, the way he's wired, I think it's much like Tom Brady, where he sees last year and that loss as a failure and comes back better. And I think there's a chance you get Patrick Mahomes, I'm not the only one predicting it, scorched earth tour, and he's killing everybody.
Well, I'm here for it. I'm supposed to hate Mahomes, but I love him. I mean, it's like,
and I'm not worried about anything to the playoffs. I don't care what seed they are. Knock him out then in the AFC. Those guys have proven they can't do that yet.
Exactly.
The Lamars, the Josh Allens, they haven't been able to do it when it counts.
Forget Burrow.
Well, Burrow's got to get there again.
Yeah.
Right? He started there, and you showed you were a guy that might have had the kryptonite, kind of showed to be maybe his rival. But you ain't stacking up the last couple seasons. Part of that's because your organization has continued to make the wrong draft picks on defense.
Yeah.
And you guys are awful.
The only argument I might make for the under, Jason, that you point out there is, like, we kind of talked about this before. It's like when they get to the playoffs, you know, they'll turn it on. Like, no doubt about that. They'll get to the AFC Championship game. They're probably going to get to the Super Bowl, right? But, like, they could load manage their way through the regular season.
Yeah, I don't see that from Pat. That don't look like a team that's load managing when you play your starters in every game of the preseason. Andy Reid's done that. He does it, but he could have changed it if it looked like a team that was trying to, you know, play it safe. I think Andy Reid rolls with it. I think he lets Patrick lead, and I don't know. I'm not going over because I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be the, you know, have it throw for 5,000 yards. I'm going over here because those dudes look like last year was a failure, and I'm like you. Go back to where you started. Betting unders on the Chiefs seems like bad business.
I know. It's like that's you know. But,
yeah, rooting against the Chiefs. Yeah. That's not company I want to be in.
I'll root against them, but I won't bet against them.
I'm talking about rooting against them with a betting interest. Obviously, yeah. If I root against them all day.
I don't think if I ever bet against the Chiefs, it's only when they're like laying like 9.5 on the road or something. You know what I mean? Like where like they'll kind of BS around and like win on a Butker game winner at the end. Mm-hmm. But if it's like anything under three, I'm never fading. And that was true in the Super Bowl and it cost me, you know, like they were like minus one or a pick against the Eagles, and they got their, you know, teeth kicked in. But whatever. Like, I think historically, if you bet Mahomes under a field goal, you're printing money. You're the Federal Reserve. You're Jerome Powell, bro, in COVID, you know? So anyway, Rashee Rice will not be with the team. But they got – I mean, again, it just doesn't matter. I mean, Xavier Worthy will probably have a huge year. Hollywood Brown, if he stays healthy. I mean, he didn't really play last year, right? They brought him in. He played like two games. I mean, he's going to help them when he's out there. Mm-hmm. So I don't, you know, of course you got Kelce. So I don't really think it's going to matter that Rashee Rice is not with the team for the first six games. I don't know if you wanted to do sort of, you know, around.
Yeah, because there's plenty, dude. The cuts, Adam Thielen.
Yes, Adam Thielen is back home in Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy. I guess they got like a fifth or a sixth rounder for him. Yeah, it's a 2026 fifth round pick. And a 2027 fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. This is actually a really – that's a they kind of got robbed, the Vikings did. Does he have that much left?
Vikings also get a conditional 7th-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick.
So it's kind of a swap.
So there's more draft compensation.
All right, so it's kind of a swap. All right, that makes way more sense than getting a friggin' 4th-rounder for Adam Thielen. Do you think he's got much left, man? Like, is he really going to help the Vikings?
I mean, he helps you put somebody to start the year opposite Justin Jefferson, which is just the key. So right. You don't have everybody focused on Jefferson. He's 35 years old. He certainly lost a little something, but he's going to give you everything. He's from Minnesota. I mean, the guy is a Viking. That's what he is. So he's back home. He's reinvigorated, and he's going to give this young quarterback exactly what they brought him to Carolina to do for Bryce. Give him somebody that's a safety valve or whatever else that knows how to run routes, how to get open in the NFL. You know, he's not the guy you're going to depend on, but with Jordan Addison out to start the year, he's a guy that you're absolutely going to have in there to draw attention away from Justin Jefferson's start. They start with the Bears. You go into that game with just Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
That's tough on a rookie, essentially a rookie quarterback, since he did not play last year.
That is true. And the jury's very much out on him. I have no idea what to think about J.J. McCarthy. Like, he played one drive, and it was a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
the in-house feeling on him is one that there will be no drop-off from Sam Darnold.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, he's got one of the best offensive lines in football. Defensively, they're expected to be good again, and he got all kinds of weapons. So
there's
a chance you plug him in there, and he is that good, but I've got to see it first.
Yeah, no, it's actually not a bad baseline. Like, hey, Sam Darnold came to Minnesota and looked like a real quarterback for the first time ever in his career.
Yeah, they've got a good head coach, so
yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's a whisperer. So you got Thielen back to Minnesota. I guess that kind of just shores up, you know, they drafted Tet in Carolina. It'll be Tet and Leggett, and, you know, if they find a third there somewhere. I guess they just felt like Thielen didn't really help them. It wasn't the difference for them. Although he was a trusting target for Bryce, too, now.
I was just about to say, it helped Bryce's resurgence last year.
Yeah.
Which is what you needed from, just because that's your major investment, and he helped rebuild Bryce.
Yeah, that's not nothing. Right, that's not nothing.
What they're doing with Bryce right now. You look at what the Bears had for Caleb Williams and all the weapons they had for him coming in. There's nothing in terms of the setup for Bryce. It's not very good.
Yeah, a couple things around the league. He got cuts. Seth Hennigan was waived by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the thought is that he will get on the practice squad, which I think you can make pretty good money on the practice squad, right?
Yeah.
Maybe like $400,000 if you're on the practice squad for the entire year or something like that. Maybe you get called up once.
I don't know if it's that much, but that's significant if it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think I saw somebody tweet about this. So it's NFL practice squad salaries in 2025 are $17,500 per week.
There you go.
Minimum. Woo. Minimum.
And usually they go with the younger guys. So hopefully for Seth, it'll be clears waivers, I think.
For Seth, it'll be $13,000. Because he's a rookie. I will say, that's not, what is that, 20, that's $52,000 a year, or a month, right? I mean, that's insane, bro. That's even more than NIL. I mean, damn, bro. I didn't realize practice squad was paying like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like regular average salaries, but I guess the money in the NFL is just so that they can pay anybody anything that they want. So good news for him if he can get it. So you have Seth Hennigan likely. I know Rock. I did see Rock Taylor got cut.
Yep.
I guess it's expectation here that he's going to go practice squad as well, because Steelers fans were upset about that.
Yeah, I guess that's the hope for Steelers fans. I didn't see much of speculation on Rock.
Right.
I thought it had a pretty good camp with those guys.
Yeah.
Chandler Martin got cut for the Ravens, the former Memphis linebacker as well. Kobe Miner was the last pick of the draft.
Yes.
He also got released by the Patriots.
Dude, we released Cam Miller.
The quarterback you loved.
I mean, he threw a touchdown in the first game.
Don't mean a thing, bro.
Brady anointed him. He touched him like the painting. Who's that? Michelangelo with the
Yeah, that's it, right? Sistine.
Yeah, the Sistine Chapel. We touched him, but it wasn't enough.
Blake Watson was also cut, was released with an injury designation after spending last year with Denver. So that's unfortunate, because we thought dude had the goods, at least to be a backup running back in this league, especially in systems where you use 2-3 backs. And he was on that roster last year, so it's unfortunate that he's going through an injury deal.
No doubt.
Anthony Miller, too, man. Still battling.
Who's he with?
Got released by the Ravens.
Ravens. He actually, I think he made a couple catches this mm-hmm. this preseason. Mm-hmm. So,
and your boy, a piece of art,
still hanging on.
He got released by the Texans. He's had a good career.
No, he's made a living.
He's on the other side where he's to your point. Yep, yes, yep. Well put. He's made a living. These other guys, Quindell got cut by the Steelers. You know, they haven't had that. Quindell was with the Bears for a little while. They hadn't had the career that Mollett's been able to have. And so for he's on the maybe the back end, but got released by the Texans. He's had a good career.
People would not realize this,
mm-hmm.
but Arthur Mollett mm-hmm. has made $8.1 million yep. dollars in his career.
I knew that. Most of it with Miami, I take it, like you were saying.
Saints, Pittsburgh, I want to say. You have all the teams in front of you?
Yeah, most of his money was made with it was two teams. It was the Jets and the Steelers.
Steelers.
He made $2 million with the Steelers in 2022. He made $990,000 in 2021. I guess the Ravens, he got 2.8 from the Ravens the past 2 years. So, I mean, Arthur Mollett's career, not sexy, right? Like, it's never a career that any football player that aspires to be a professional would say, I want to be the next Arthur Mollett. But, bro, you should want to be the next Arthur Mollett. He made $8 million, and he was never really a relevant player. I mean, he was an active roster guy, and maybe he had a couple years where he was like a nickel or something like that, but that's all he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he made $8 million eight years.
Great story.
I mean, that's honestly, again, it's not going to be what anybody talks about, but if you're a Chandler Martin type, you know, go be Arthur Mollett, man. You ain't got to be Von Miller.
Yeah.
Just be a guy that can, you know, hang around, be a good teammate, be a good professional, show up early, do your work, outwork people. I assume that's what Arthur Mollett did. He's a small guy. He's not super big, you know, probably not the fastest or the strongest, but he probably outworked everybody. And you know what? He made $8.1 million doing it. There's a lesson in that for Arthur Mollett, mm-hmm. whose Twitter got hacked and never recovered.
Didn't know that part.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very sad. Yeah. Very sad. But that seems like at 32 years old, that'll probably – I mean, he could be on a practice squad, I guess, if he wants to do it. But at $8 million, you're like, I'll probably just call it. Right? What he's like,
I mean, I have no idea how he spent it or anything else.
Well, that's true.
I mean,
we need to find out.
You know, he could have lived above his means. He could have lived below his means.
That's a good point.
Sure, we would have expected him to live below your means, but who knows
right.
how he's done it.
It's hard. It's going
to
be hard.
Ask him to stop now. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to give him
I don't want to ask him to stop. I only want him to stop if he can. Hmm. If he has to keep going, he should keep going. But hopefully he has lived beyond, underneath.
I think you giving him flowers on this day is appropriate.
I'm
he's
glad.
Not going to get them anywhere else.
No, he's not.
I'm proud of you for doing this.
We've had him on the show.
Yes, he's been in studio.
Honestly, I'd like to have him on again because I think a lot of young football players would do well to hear. An undrafted kid coming out of Memphis. He almost made $10 million in his career. And, like, he will be forgotten about in the annals of NFL history. But, like, he made $10 million.
He was a good player. Gabe talks about him often.
He was a very good player in college. Very good player in Memphis.
Yeah, really good player.
But, you know, the NFL is just it's a different world. And, like, it's a little bit like the NBA, Jason. Like, if I don't make the league, man, I ain't playing, I ain't going, you know. It's like, no, dude, you can go to Greece. You can go to, you know, there's a lot of ways to skin a cat.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to be willing to do it. A lot of these, like, I feel like Joe Jackson was like the guy, he was like selling out for the league. You know, I was like, I got to make the NBA. I can't go to the, Olympiacos. I got to go, you know, it's like, bro, you probably missed out on millions of dollars. Because Joe could have gone over there and killed it, dude, in his prime. And it's like, you know, you just sell, you play in the, you know, hang around the G League. You just want to go, and it never happens.
No.
You know, but is that the Tiger guys? That's all of them?
For the most part, I think we went through. We got, we mentioned Blake Watson. Yeah. MC got cut by the Patriots. I mean, I don't want to mention all the guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the ones that are on teams,
yeah.
Jonah Dillon's, I'm reading from his report, so I've got them.
Shouldn't be that many.
You got Tony Pollard, Calvin Austin III, Kenneth Gainwell, Jake Elliott. I'm talking about Tigers on teams, not just the ones. Yeah. Bryce Huff's in San Francisco. You got Tonio Gibson's with the Patriots still, and Dylan Parham's with your Raiders.
That's right. That's right. He's a starter.
49ers plays Patrick Taylor on injured reserve after he suffered a season-ending injury, and then linebacker J.J. Russell, former Tigers, on IR for the Cardinals. So that's the ones that have stuck, your Tigers that have stuck. Appreciate Jonah Dillon for rounding that up.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the NFL news. We're awake a week away tomorrow.
Yeah.
From your first, and yeah. I guess the only drama there is, will Michael Parsons be on the field?
It's the biggest storyline going into the NFL season, seemingly. At this point, because you've got Hendrickson and McLaurin done, eyes on Dallas.
Has it reflected in the betting markets? Let's see. Not really. Eagles still seven, light seven.
In-house, the teammates and stuff seem to think he's going to be there.
Right.
I'd pull the Chris Jones and sit out and let them see what they're missing. I think that's his best leverage at this point. Chris Jones did it.
Right.
I wonder if Chris Jones had Mulligata, the same agent. I should have looked that up. But whatever, the precedent is set, and that's what Micah Parsons should do. It's his best leverage.
Yeah. No.
Let Jerry see when you're not out there what it looks like.
Yeah. That's who.
Stop.
No.
I thought you were going to tell me he was Chris Jones' agent, too.
That's who he's blaming.
Oh, of course he's blaming. You can't blame the agent, dude. The best agent in the game, and you negotiated a deal with the player, which is against the CBA, a represented player.
Right.
But nobody calls Jerry out on this stuff. Florio did, and then Daryl Revis, who's apparently trying to be the new NFLPA guy, he did it, too. Daryl Revis, who's retired, obviously the former Jets DB stud. Hall of Famer, if he's not already, future Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
he's looks like he's putting his hat in the ring to be the NFL because he stepped out and said, "Man, folks, the NFL's just letting Jerry get away with this." Speaking of that, you see, they're going to let Tom do production meetings.
I did see that.
Really, for TV?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's going to end with the coaches.
Whoa.
Now they did say you could only wear the white Raiders jacket. You can't wear the black one.
That's smart. Yeah,
in his rookie year, for those that don't know, that he was banned from those information gathering production sessions that you do with team coaches and players because you want to be set up to have inside info for the game, what they've been working on, because Tom's a Raider.
Mm.
He's associated with the Raider, and they're lifting that.
Right.
They're letting him go in there now with Kevin Burkhardt. Used to be Burkhardt would just tell him everything that was said. Now, I mean, I think the old way was the way to approach it.
Mm. Yes.
You don't want the Raiders having any inside information whatsoever on any team, any scheme being run by any other team. I don't want Tom Brady to know a dang thing about it.
No.
Let him watch it and figure it out. He's smart enough to do so. Let Burkhardt tell him what we said in the meeting. This is the way, but back to the hypocrisy of the NFL, won't call out Jerry Jones, and now it's lifting what should be. You know, it's the only way to try to keep this thing remotely objective is to keep him out of there. But now you're giving the Raiders all kind of inside knowledge on other teams that, sure, you can say, well, is that going to help the Raiders win? They don't have a team, Jason. They're an absolute joke. Yeah, that applies, but you don't give Brady any edge.
We have the
NFL just loves its Tom Brady.
It's not about the today either, bro. It's not about the it's like the future with having Brady as part of the group. Like, come on, man. You know,
I don't want him talking to any of my coaches who he might hire down the road.
We're talking to Ben Johnson.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's all of that. If I'm a coach of another, if I'm in ownership of one of the other,
it's
NFL
a conflict
teams,
of interest. That's what it is.
And that's why the first year they didn't let him go in there. Now they're lifting it.
It's ridiculous. And he's if anything, he's leaned into it more than a year ago. Like, he's walking around with Raiders gear on.
The dude's in year two of 10 years, $375 million. You're talking about Arthur Marlott's eight, and that's great. They're giving Brady just for doing nothing, giving him $37.5 million a year.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts. That is pretty freaking nuts.
His debut game is the Giants Commanders game. Will not be on NBC's got the Super Bowl, which he was on last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, that's your update in the NFL right now.
This is a story I haven't seen anywhere else. I haven't even seen a release on it, but I went and checked. Memphis Women's Soccer is a nationally ranked powerhouse program, and they're up 9 spots to number 15. I'm going to tell you why you should care about this story even more here in a second. But they moved up. I don't even think I've seen a release. We do releases when Memphis football gets also receiving votes, but this Memphis Women's Soccer team that Brooks Monaghan has built into a powerhouse moved up yesterday from 24 to 15. In the country, in the United States coaches women's top 25 poll. Remember, they knocked off Vandy. We were giving them a respect burger on Monday for knocking off number 11 Vandy 1-0 on Sunday. Up next, the Tigers are 4-0 now. They got Missouri tomorrow night, right? Another SEC program in this case. Then they're at, remember, they knocked off Ole Miss to start the year. Then they're at Iowa State on Sunday. And then this is the big thing. I mean, we don't want to look past those two. You want to get to 6-0. They come back to Memphis next week to host a number 2 ranked Tennessee team here next Thursday night. in what might be, what might be maybe the in terms of highest ranked match, women's soccer match here in Memphis, maybe that we've seen, because Tennessee is as high as it's ever been in the United States, United Soccer Coaches poll, at number two now in the country at 4-0-0. So we are on deck for an unbelievable matchup in terms of ranked teams, in terms of state matchups of two state powers right here, two national powers in the same state. That happens next Thursday here at home at Memphis. And so congrats to the Memphis women. Again, have knocked off Vandy, have knocked off Ole Miss. That Vandy team was number 11 in the country and is now up to number 15. Tennessee up to number 2. Those two meet. It could possibly be a top 10 matchup by that point.
Yeah, I mean, it is a
right there on South Campus.
You want to talk about consistency. It's Mike Evans and it's Memphis women's soccer. I mean,
Stan Bell, I put in there as well.
Stan Bell, you know what I'm saying?
Bell ringer, you know.
I mean, it's
That's a good call on Mike Evans too.
Mike Evans has never had a season where he finished with less than 1,000 yards.
Oh, I was thinking about Mike Evans, the DJ.
Shout out to Mike.
Stan Bell,
his
longevity,
and that's why I went Stan Bell. But you're right about Mike Evans.
His longevity is the same as that Mike Evans.
Because he always gets 1,000 yards. Ain't that right, John?
Yep. Mike Evans.
You and I were on the same page.
Mike Evans has always been very nice to me in all of our dealings.
Mike Evans is a good dude.
Yep.
And a legend.
Totally.
He DMs me all the time, or he used to. I don't know where he's been. But he used to DM me all the time. And he's a big fan of the show and a big fan of the station. So we love.
Shout out to him.
We love all Mike Evans. You know, yep. Mike Evans, radio, consistent. Right, been putting up numbers for a long time.
That's when you say Mike Evans to me, that's what I think.
Mike Evans, same. Wide receiver, putting up numbers. Been doing it for a long
future
time.
Future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing. Like, I'm in this I've already like gone off on somebody in a fantasy league I'm in because they traded Mike Evans away. And I'm like, you know, first of all, I hate trades. If you trade in fantasy, like I want to go at you. You know, because I think you're losing anyway.
We've had some tough moments over the years in this station from some volatile trades.
Yeah, because I think honestly, trades only always help one side.
It was the Giannotto deal.
Oh, those were controversial days.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but like these people think they're helping themselves, but really all they're doing is typically it's like one team involved in the trade is like at the top.
Yep.
And it's that they're trying to like put the finishing touches on, and it's the team that's trading that's like in the middle or the bottom. They're just trying to do anything while they
hang
circle
on.
The drain.
Right.
It's like you drain circling piece of dog crap.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to accept your fate, you whisker biscuit bald headed bitch. You know, you don't need to shift the sands of the league just because you did a bad job.
Sounds like somebody wanted Mike Evans.
I think what happened is this. Okay, here was the trade, right? I know people hate fantasy, but this is why, and I think you'll understand why I went off. One trade was sending Mike Evans and Sam Darnold, okay, for Justin Herbert and Green Bay Packers wide receiver Matthew Golden.
Mm.
So I said, yeah, that's a really, really good trade for the team that's getting Mike Evans.
Right.
Because all he had to give up was a quarterback that actually scored fewer fantasy points than Sam Darnold last year in Justin Herbert, and a third receiver who's a rookie in Matthew. Like, we don't know anything about this guy. He might be good. He might not. I have no idea.
He's a first rounder, I think.
Yeah, he's a first.
He better be top two.
He's a first rounder, but, you know, it's that Packers offense is crowded. There's a lot of mouths to feed. Mike Evans is not going to have Chris Godwin, at least for the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season. He's never had fewer than 1,000 yards. He scored double-digit touchdowns for the last 5 years. And you're just trading him away because you think Herbert is an upgrade over Darnold, which he's actually not. Quarterbacks all score about the same.
Right.
It's like 18 or 19 or 20, you know, with the exception of like Josh Allen or Lamar. Everybody else is like the same. So I said, you know, you guys are so stupid. You know, you guys need to. I'm vetoing
this. Sounds
like
you straightened them out.
Well, they don't. They don't agree. They think they did something really smart. They're like, we're upgrading our quarterback, and we got an upshot receiver. You had Mike Evans. There's no speculation needed there. You know what he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just are dumb. I mean, it's unfortunate that you have to deal with dumb people in society, but you do, and you have to be kind to them. You know, that's the key.
Memphis women's soccer, number 15 in the country.
I wouldn't trade Brooks Monaghan for anything.
That guy's a stud.
I wouldn't trade him for anything. I think he's fantastic and perpetually probably under-recognized, you know, for the job that he does there. every single year. I mean, really, he is the Mike Evans of Memphis women's soccer because he just shows up and he's top 15, top 20 every year, beats SEC teams. We don't even make anything of it.
In terms of return on your investment, you're getting more from him than you're getting from Ryan Silverfield and from Penny Hardaway because he's nationally ranked every year. He's making runs in tournaments, and he doesn't have the level of investment. Jeff wrote a column about it a couple of years ago, literally talked about the worst locker rooms in the country. It's amazing the job that this man has done. He stayed at Memphis the entire time, and at some point before they play Tennessee, win or lose against Missouri and Iowa State, we have got to have them on. That is maybe, again, the biggest regular season soccer match in Memphis women's history.
How about that? That's awesome. Looking forward to that one. All right, we'll come back. We got a lot more to come here on the show. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about everything going on in the Memphis basketball scene and more. Stick around. Jason and John, Audio FM. Yes.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. College football, it's already started. Week zero. But week one is like really where, you know, I might go out somewhere and watch that Texas game.
It's possibly the best opening weekend in college football history. Possibly.
I mean, where am I going?
Three top 10 matches.
Where should I go?
Belichick's debut.
That's
that makes
Monday,
it
Monday. Yeah, it'd be great.
You know, it's not ranked. It's still Bill Belichick. 100%, college. 100%. Everybody's gonna be tuning in. It's Monday,
and it's everybody's off.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Miami Notre Dame. I mean, Sunday. It's warm. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean that's like in a lot of weeks that'd be the best game. Mm-hmm. Miami Notre Dame top 10 matchup. Clemson LSU be the best game, but it's like third. You know, Miami's third.
Don't forget Memphis Chattanooga.
Number one in the 901.
That's right.
Still don't have a number on that, by the way.
The FCS.
I'm just trying to see how sharp you are on this, man. I want to see, like,
it's going to be around the same that the UNLV line was.
You think it'll be, you don't think it'll be higher than 26.5?
They said Idaho State was garbage. It was garbage FCS, though. So that number may be higher than ours will be. Maybe Chattanooga's got a little more.
Right. Oh, but how about this? Okay, I
thought you'd be find some offshore.
I was searching for Memphis in my Caesars app, and maybe we'll do this in a little bit. But they've posted odds for the men's basketball conference season.
Really?
Yeah, AAC. They've got the whole list out here. Well, maybe we'll get into that a little bit later.
Cool.
Maybe you'll be surprised. Maybe you won't. But yeah, college football is underway, and it should be a lot of fun. And, you know, with any college football season, you know, you have coaches who inevitably will have fantastic years, and there will be a carousel at the end of it. Who was the big I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm trying to think, like, who the big hire was this year. Was there a big, you know, carousel hire, guy that went from a lower spot to a big spot in 2025?
Not that was bigger than Bill.
Right. Yeah, it seems like we didn't have a lot.
No.
Because all these coaches, like, got retained. Billy Napier got retained. Norvell got retained. You know, and all those others. So it feels like we didn't get a ton of movement in 2025. I mean, Dan Mullen got UNLV. Mm. But just like we didn't have a ton of, you know, blockbusters. And maybe this year it'll change. But over at The Athletic, Chris Vanini went through the 25 names you need to learn right now before the bigger jobs come calling.
Yep.
We like this. This is like, hey, identifying the up-and-coming guys.
Next up. We used to be in the business of trying to identify these guys.
I mean,
Mike Norvell was once one of these guys.
I mean, I think Fuente was probably that guy. He would have been on this list, mm-hmm. you know, 10 years ago, yep. probably. Or I guess it would have been more than that, 12 years ago.
Was he straight OC?
He was co-OC.
That's why I thought it was co-OC. Yeah. Still, like, he would have been on the list, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he came with a high pedigree
yeah.
in terms of what folks thought of him.
So it's they've broken this up into three groups. There's Power 4 assistants. There's group of five head coaches,
mm-hmm.
and then there's group of five assistants.
Mm-hmm.
I know this. Memphis plays in the group of five.
Yes.
So I just know that they are going to be like just littered throughout this list, man. So let's go through it. Group of five head coaches: Michael DeSormo, Louisiana. I've watched a little bit of Louisiana. They're not bad. I don't really think a lot of him, though. Tyson Helton at West Kentucky, kind of the same thing. They always feel like the same every year. Like, they score a bunch of points. They win, like, seven games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. This guy from Texas State, G.J. Kinney, he is definitely going to be, I think, one of the next ones. Because he plays, like, if you're going to be one of those guys, you got to play, like, a certain style that sets you apart. Right? Like, you got to score a lot of points. You got to have an awesome defense. Like, you can't just blend in.
Mm-hmm.
And his offenses are crazy. And so I think he's going to absolutely, you know, I mean, you look at what he's done at Texas State, you know, they're in the Pac-12 now. They got to their first two bowl games ever under him. Did he coach Cam Ward at Incarnate Word?
I think there's a good chance he did, because that was a couple of years
That's
ago.
That's how right? he got Texas State.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Guy coach Cam Ward. So he knows how, he knows, you know, that, I mean, that's what he does. Like, he goes after those kind of quarterbacks, right? His evaluation is good. You know, his offenses are good. Kind of surprised he's still there, to be honest with you. John Summerall, Tulane. So you're seeing that this list isn't just off the beaten path names. Everybody knows who John Summerall is at Tulane. But he's got John Summerall. And he says, John Summerall may be the hottest name in next year's coaching cycle, especially in the SEC. The former Kentucky player and assistant is 32-9 in 3 years at Troy and Tulane, two Sun Belt titles and a runner-up finish in the American. And the Green Wave are expected to be one of the Group 5's best teams again. Had Texas A&M hired Mark Stoops 2 cycles ago, there's a chance Summerall would be in Lexington right now. He's a sharp mind who has navigated the player movement space as well as any Group of 5 coach. I have no qualms with any of that.
The man in his first year has an American Conference title game appearance.
Yeah.
And you can't in his first year at Tulane. And he had two Sun Belt titles before that.
Yeah.
So he's already done more in 1 year in the AAC than Ryan Silverfield has.
Right. Bryant Vincent, Louisiana Monroe. They beat UAB last year. Beat him pretty good. And he's been the interim there at UAB.
Good time to do that.
Yeah. So that's it. That's it.
On the head coaches.
That's it. No Ryan Silverfield. He's not identified Ryan Silverfield as one of the group of five head coaches that you need to learn the name of before they go on to bigger jobs. Maybe that's because Ryan Silverfield has said this is his dream job. This is destination.
He's so locked in.
Yeah. So
and Walken, he's doing a fine job.
Well, I get
perfectly
it.
Fine, put it that way.
Is this
what do you want?
Well, then we told him.
21 wins.
We told him what we want. American title game appearance.
He said he understood that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, then you like, okay, we get it. They won a lot of games, but okay, what? You beat Rhodes College 21 times. Who cares?
It's not about the regular season wins as much as it's about not living up to your potential,
right?
Which is AAC title game,
Exactly.
Should be on a regular basis.
All right, let's go to group of five assistants.
Okay.
Surely we're going to make an appearance.
Well, we got one hope, right?
Right. We got some running backs, coaches, or something, don't we?
No, well, defensive, these are coordinators, are they not?
These all are. But, I guess he should
have. Nobody's identifying running backs coaches, I don't think.
Well, maybe they should look a little harder. But he should have just said coordinator instead of assistants because, you ain't really in the trenches like that.
My point, we got one option here.
That's right. Right?
Because
that's right.
Jordan hadn't proven it yet. Improved defense last year. I want to continue to be factual about that.
Right.
Not where they needed it, though. 80th.
Skylar Cassidy, the DC at North Texas, which is kind of interesting. I guess he's the new North Texas defensive coordinator. So that's the interesting piece of it. I was going to say, if he's been there for some time, he don't need to be on nobody's list. That team has been terrible defensively. But his resume is he took the Sam Houston Bearcats from 90th to 13th, and they won 10 games in their second FBS year. So, okay.
And yards per play allowed,
there's a lot of Sam Houston flavor in the AAC because the Sam Houston coach is now the Temple coach, right? Didn't he take the Temple job?
That sounds right.
I can't remember his name. He's an older guy. What the hell is this guy's name? It's going to drive me crazy. He turned it around. Casey Keeler. That's who it is. Yeah. Casey Keeler is now the Temple coach. So they will be better, right? Like, they're going to – the Sam Houston improvement was undeniable from year one to year two when they joined the FBS. So that's one AAC coordinator. Drew Kronick, Navy. We talked about Navy and Drew Kronick quite a bit last year because that Navy offense did not look like the Navy offense we're used to seeing when they went from a 119th in yards per play to 29th.
Yeah.
Wing T.
Throwing a little bit more.
Was it Horvath?
Really was a lot more.
Yeah. 75-23 as a head coach across three different jobs. Feels like he's due for sure. They have another good year. Corey Dennis, UNLV offensive coordinator. He's the son-in-law of Urban Meyer. Obviously, they scored 38 last week on Idaho State, 539 yards offense. I mean, it's Ohio State. Let's see how it continues. Dean Kennedy, James Madison OC. I don't really know much about him, but he's got, the UNLV kid, Sluka. So we'll see. And they're the favorite to win the Sun Belt. And then Craig Stutzman, who's working underneath Ken Niumatalolo. So, again, no Memphis flavor here either. I guess that's kind of the rub when you don't make a tournament a title game appearance.
I get why Ryan Silverfield is not on the list. We've talked about the reasons, and again, what's the only thing missing from his resume are conference title game appearances and conference championships. I am surprised that Tim Kramsey is not on the list because Tim Kramsey's had a top 12 offense, number 10 2 years ago, number 12 last year, according to SP Plus, the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I know we can tie a lot of that, you and I had this discussion, to the quarterback that he had, Seth Hennigan. But those have been top 15 offenses nationally, and typically those kinds of guys. Oh, by the way, he's being paid $1 million a year.
Yep.
Those are the kinds of guys that are on these lists. Yep. And so it surprises me more that Tim Kramsey, he's 49 years old, is not on this list because he has had good offenses at Memphis with Ryan Silverfield. And he's being paid like one of the,
No,
like
it's interesting when you sort of put it like that,
A group of five OC being paid $1 million. I mean, that you would think. Top 15 last 2 years to FSP Plus. This is real deal in terms of offensive efficiency.
Right.
that he's not on this list. I'm surprised. You know,
more so than a guy like Corey Dennis, who's like, this is first, you know, this is first year as a coordinator, you know? Like, but that's the thing, is like, I think a lot of this and getting on lists like this is kind of like sexiness, not as an attraction. Like, you don't have to be a sexy person, but like, you know, your name kind of has to be sexy. Like, you got to be a new hire, or you got to come from Ohio State, or you got to, like, you know, Tim Kramsey is just a guy. He was at Marshall. He's been in the game for a long time, and he's just kind of doing what he's supposed to do, right? He's top 12 in offense. Like, he's just.
To me, he's paid his dues. He should be, to me, a guy like that. And yes, you can say Seth Ingram was a big part of it, but he's paid his dues to where he should be at least on in some consideration on some lists like this.
I agree with you.
Based on the last 2 years.
I agree with you.
It feels like he's getting tied to Ryan in a way that, all right, we know what's going on. Hey, they got a nice program. They're, you know, it's all great, but what we don't consider both of those guys risers. Whereas I'd look at Kramsey, what he's done offensively, and say, man, that guy deserves, and where he's been, and the dues he's paid, and say, well, that guy deserves a shot at some point, 49 years old.
Right, right.
Silverfield, again, do what you're supposed to do, get to conference title games, and your name's on this list. We've said that's what Memphis should want. That's what you were, you know, where Fuente had gotten you to when you go get Norvell, the hot one who was on one of these lists back in the day, like you talked about.
Yep.
And that's what you want to be. They mentioned the Danielson was my guy at Boise State. They had them at the top, like with all due. You know, we're not going to mention these usual guys,
right?
But Ryan's not on there either in terms of those group of five head coaches,
right? Yeah,
and you want your coach on these lists, and you know that means he's hot,
right? That's exactly right,
because your program's hot.
Now again, it's not the end of the world because you know you could have it's agent work too. It's like maybe. Maybe Kramsey's agent is not pushing him. Maybe he's not making, you know, I don't know. I think there's a lot of politics that could potentially go into it.
If I'm Kramsey, I would want my name on this list. I mean,
totally.
Obviously not just for the achievement, but the fact that the perception of me is one of the best OCs in the country. I've been top 12 last 2 years.
Exactly. That's exactly
like
right.
That's standout level of offense. So
exactly.
It's unfortunate for both of them, but, you know, there's another bar to get to.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So, anyway, very fascinating list. I'm glad we got some of the names on here. Power 4 assistants, I didn't mention them because, you know, we don't care about the Power 4. But there's a lot of those. A lot of those guys on here. Because, like, if you're a Power 4 assistant, you know, it's really not going to be that hard for you to move up. You know, Marcus Arroyo at Arizona State. Wasn't he at UNLV?
Yeah.
He was the head coach?
Yep.
He stinks.
He's terrible. Don't know.
Hit the road,
yeah,
dude.
No, not
hit
good.
The road.
No.
Have you seen that? You got it. That's the thing about TikTok. There's just amazing video on TikTok that's going around. These guys were fishing. I don't know if it matters. I don't know if it does or not. But like, there are these two brothers are fishing in this lake, and this old white dude drives up in this old pickup truck, and he says, "You got permission? You got permission to be here fishing?" And they said, "Oh, we thought this was state." And again, this is not scripted. This is like totally, you know, real happening, you know. Yeah. And the white guy goes, "State? State? No, this ain't state. This is private property. Hit the road, dude. Hit the road, dude." I mean, you got it.
I'll check it out. And then TikTok?
And then the brother's like, tell the dude I caught a 10-pound fish in this bitch. Tell him I cut." I mean, he was really triggered.
I got to get on TikTok.
Arroyo's one of these guys.
You
got to
see
from,
it, man.
Arroyo, you know, the problem Ryan has is he didn't come, like, Arroyo's hot because he came from Oregon, right? He's one of these hotshot OC guys that was young, and then he blew out of UNLV. Like, Ryan, I feel like he's sort of under the radar, even with what some would deem success, and we can hear that from Wolken today. Like, he hasn't been to those big games. So it's like, once you get to the big game, you probably shift that. Same for his OC, right? Frank Kramsey. Like, once you go to a conference title game, maybe that's the shift. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I bet you if they go to a conference title game this year and then they do what we think they can do, like, it'll just change that. It
should have happened last year.
It should have happened last
year,
Jason.
When you were picked one, right?
Yes.
So we're saying the same things over again.
Right, we are.
And hoping that this is the year they push the ball across the line. And we're asking.
Well, that's what happens when you don't do what you're supposed to do.
We're asking them to do it without Seth Hennigan. You know,
right?
You didn't get it done when you had the guy there for 4 years, and so
now
we're saying the same things. You got to do it with a new group. Nothing's changed, really. It's time to cash in.
That's exactly right. And I will say, like, just on that point, I think I don't want to speak for you, but I think we're on the same page here. If it happens, you won't hear a peep from us.
No,
you know, job well done. You needed to do it. You did it, and you did it,
right?
And you earned it, and you produced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's all we're asking for. It's not like we're asking for, you know, a playoff appearance.
It's not what we're asking for. It's what the Memphis Athletic Department should be asking for. That Memphis Athletic Department that's done so much work to change the perception of the entire athletic department.
Absolutely.
And has gone out and gotten increased investment, particularly in football, and you are not getting the proper return. You've gone out and equaled and surpassed what Boise State and Tulane are doing from in terms of investment on football, and you're not even appearing in the championship game. So it's not us. It's what that athletic department should demand from its head coach.
Absolutely.
Because where you're right in the end is you've taken a step back from 2019.
Yep.
Ryan said he was going to keep it going. That was the campaign for keeping the job, right, from being bumped up from inside rather than going and getting an outside candidate. I know where it's at now because I've been a part of it, and I'm going to keep it there. You're not from a conference championship level. In this conference, that's inexcusable.
It is. It is. So
no one's asking for – we're asking for a higher standard.
Yep.
No one's asking for something that's outside the, what should be your capability, what should be your ability to get done.
Exactly.
And this year it needs to happen. Even that's why John and I, we look at this, all new players, all new rosters, so what? It's the same thing we do with Penny. You should still be at the top of this conference and certainly competing for the conference championship. It's the same, like I told Dan, we're holding both to the same standard. You didn't used to do that with football.
Yep.
You have to now.
Yep.
In a building you control and all these new possibilities in terms of what that can be.
Exactly. Speaking of the American championship, and where Memphis is projected to finish, I'll tell you what the markets think of Memphis basketball next year and where they will finish, because that just posted today.
Okay.
So we'll do that when Excellent. We get back. Stick around. Jason and John, Artie Turner FM, ESPN.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.